Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here, live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs around the country and around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Wow. What a first hour that was, huh? Now, when you talk about the mainstream media and the liberals making up their own stories to facts to suit their own stories, I want you to listen to Morning Joe talking about General Flynn, and I want you to listen to the misrepresentation of the facts that they think are facts, and then listen to the end result here.
Sir Nadia Abuelazam, thank you so much. Please come back. We really appreciate it. And Jonathan Lemire, we heard the president, I just want you to fact check this, blaming the Obama administration for leaving the cupboards bare, for not having enough emergency supplies. Aside from the fact that the Obama administration did a severe multi-day, many hours of warning this administration during the transition that a pandemic was a massive possibility and gave them like a cheat sheet for idiots as to how to deal with it. That Susan Rice met with the national security advisor about five national security advisors ago, who's now in jail, warning him.
I don't think he's in jail.
How this could be a national security threat. He's what?
I don't think he's in jail, but
he's not in jail. He's under, might be going to jail. One of many former members of this administration. But let me ask you this. What's the fact check on those comments? Is the president right?
Because the president's not right.
Now, you heard her asking for a fact check, and you heard her producer saying, the president's not right. Well, actually, the president is right, because the cupboards were left bare. Because one of the things that they took their priority away from was the pandemic and the biochemical threat. Absolutely. Just like we told you about in the last hour, General Flynn, with radical Islamic terrorism being the threat, the Obama administration chose to mention something totally different. They didn't like that word, radical Islamic terrorism. They didn't like those words. So they changed it. And after a thorough independent review, we now know that on Vice President Joe Biden's watch, James Comey and Peter Strzok carried out a corrupt witch hunt without any legitimate investigative basis against the decorated military three-star general. They weaponized the FBI and its surveillance powers to target General Flynn and record telephone calls and others associated with President Trump, which will go down as one of the greatest abuses of power by an administration in American history. Now it's time for Joe Biden to explain what really happened in that January 5th, 2017 Oval Office meeting with Comey, which occurred the day after Strzok intervened to keep the investigation into General Flynn from closing due to lack of evidence. How about due to no evidence? And the corrupt media is doing its best right now to cover up the whole scandal. But the Obama-Biden officials responsible for these misdeeds, they have to be held accountable. Now, let me just tell you something else that's going on here, because I didn't get a chance to mention it. But I'm going to mention it now. The revelations against Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, which we now know beyond any reasonable doubt were false, may show that the prosecutor, the lead prosecutor, lied to the judge. Now, there's more to the story, and what's adding credence to that comment that I just made is, guess what? The chief investigator on this case resigned. Resigned. Why do you suppose that was? Coincidence? Or he got caught with his hands in a cookie jar? Because of the documents that are still coming out that are showing there's more people involved in this than just the names that we know about. Now, this is serious. This is very serious. And people need to go to jail. And I believe, in my heart of hearts, because of what Attorney General Barr said, he said, we will go where the facts lead us. And we know now that President Barack Obama knew about this because one of his underlings came out and said so. James Clapper. James Clapper came out and said that President Obama was aware of what was going on. Oh, boy. All right, hold that thought. We're coming right back, and Kathy's going to give you the phone number. And if you want to give us a call, here you go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, who own Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, and maybe you're taking some hardcore medication, and you're debating whether or not you need to take it because it's got side effects and every other thing, then let me tell you about something that's all natural that just might solve the problem. And it's cheaper, too. Now, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, if you've got neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, leg pain, ankle pain, foot pain, or just general muscle aches or pain in general, I've got a natural product that will work for you that I've been taking for 4 years. It's called Relief Factor. Now, I take two packets a day. Occasionally, I'll take a third if I need it. But I take two packets a day. There's four capsules in each packet. Take one in the morning, one in the evening before I start the radio show because that way my ankle won't swell up like sometimes it does, and I got it elevated right now anyway, my foot that is, so it doesn't. But it helps in that respect, and it helps keep the pain level down. Now, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start, which is how I got started 4 years ago. I heard an announcement made by my good friend Mike Gallagher, and that's when I bought it, and away I went. Now, I'd reached a point where the medication I was taking, Mobic and Flexeril, was making me a little dizzy, making me a little tired when I shouldn't have been tired, and feeling a little lethargic, and I just said, no, this isn't right. So I got rid of it, and I'm glad I did. Because simply put, Relief Factor works, and it's working for hundreds of thousands of other people. So the website they gave me that you can go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take a look at the 2-minute and 30-second tutorial that's right there with Pete and Seth Talbot. They tell you all about what's in it, how it works, and then sign up for the 3-week quick start $19.95 plan. If it doesn't work for you, you don't have to renew it. So guess what? ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start, and I'm sure you're going to be glad you did because it's going to work for you, just like it's worked for 83% of the people that buy it, that stay on it. Now, that's my off my website. Now, there's a lawsuit that was filed challenging New York Mayor Bill de Blasio's suspension of the First Amendment by our good friend Pamela Geller, who has decided that their First Amendment rights have been infringed upon by the city of New York and by the mayor with his executive order. Now, Pamela said that there is no justification, pandemic or otherwise, for a government official to revoke the fundamental right of the people, namely the freedom of speech and the freedom of assembly. So we'll see where that goes. It's in a federal court. It's in the Southern District Court of New York, the federal court. And we'll see what happens there. I'm be very curious. But who knows? Now, running along very quietly is the Durham investigation. And the timeline on that looks like we're still 2 to 3 months away from something happening. But with more people being added to the investigative team, and with all these documents that have come out that the Department of Justice is also looking at right now, you got to believe that Durham's team is looking at them too. Now, Senator Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Judicial Committee in the Senate, said that there more than likely will be prosecutions brought forth because of all this new paperwork that got released. There are a number of people who really need to be seriously watching over their shoulder. With the thousands of pages of new documents released, the acting deputy attorney general, who was attorney general for a short time, Sally Yates, there is documentation showing that she knew the Steele dossier was a fake, but she continued to allow it to be pursued anyway as used for evidence to go after FISA court warrants and to turn the FBI loose with the likes of Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, the attorney, advising them, and some others. Now, the other thing is, the charges, the investigation against Andrew McCabe was all dropped. When I heard that, I was talking to Colonel Jim, and I said, you know, Colonel, I wonder if McCabe didn't flip. If he didn't flip. And that's why the charges were dropped. Now, there's a possibility. There's a real possibility here. Now, there's just so many moving parts and so much going on here that it's hard to put your finger down on any one particular subject and say, well, here it is. But between James Comey and Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe and Lisa Page and the other agents that were involved, I think you could see some indictments coming out of this. At least I sure hope so. And again, if you listen to Chuck Grassley, he tells you right off the bat that there will be. So again, we'll see what happens. Now, there's other news going on, so let's get over there real quick. The Texas Supreme Court, of course, yesterday ordered the release, and we saw the jail hair salon owner get out of jail after one night and most of the second day when she got released. Now, she had a GoFundMe page that was started for her. She's in real good shape right now because that GoFundMe page has over $500,000 in it. Her fine was $7,000, and the lieutenant governor of the state of Texas paid for it. she's got enough money in that GoFundMe page right now to take care of her employees until she's allowed to open up her shop, which I believe will be today. I think today is when she can open the shop. Now, the other thing that's going on here is the feds yesterday sank Governor Gavin Newsom, California Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to purchase a whole bunch of masks from China, which is a good thing because the Fed said it was due to safety concerns because of the quality of the mask. Again, people, these masks that you're wearing, for the most part, still allow 70% of the air around you to get through. 70% to get through. So you're sucking down whatever's in the air. Now, the only way to defeat that is to get the masks with the filters in them, the little charcoal filters. And that defeats all of that. But you don't see very many people doing that because of the price of the masks, but it is what it is. So the feds have delayed California Governor's Gavin Newsom's purchases of masks from China. And it was in the millions of dollars, so they might have done him a favor. Also, jobless claims now total 33.5 million since the pandemic started, and another 3.1 million were added to the roll just this week. Wow. I think those numbers are even higher than what they were during the Great Depression in 1929. Now, the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, has said that restoring due process on sexual assault on college campuses will balance the scales of justice. Meanwhile, former Vice President and presidential candidate Joe Biden has promised to put the Obama administration rules back into place if he's elected, which means he will take what Betsy DeVos has instituted and eliminate them again. Unbelievable. By the way, New York State, the nursing home coronavirus scandal is growing. This as movie actor Robert De Niro praised Governor Andrew Cuomo for the great job he was doing in New York. Yeah. Not with the nursing home, sorry. Made a big mistake sending people there. Well, here comes the music, and that means I got to get my first Veterans News report out here because we're going to be talking about it when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, and Kathy is going to tell you how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former Senate staffer accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her 27 years ago is saying she's not getting the same fair treatment as he calls for women in other cases.
And his campaign is taking this position that they want all women to be able to speak safely. I have not experienced that.
In the interview on the Megyn Kelly show, Reed said she's faced hostility on social media and even death threats since coming forward with her allegation. Kelly ask Reid whether or not she thinks Joe Biden should step out of the race.
You and I were there, Joe Biden. Please step forward and be held accountable. You should not be running on character for the President of the United States.
When Biden was asked about her comments, he responded by saying once again, well, look, nothing ever happened with Reid. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. We had Bo in the air yesterday, and he was talking about the fact that the school still isn't allowed to open, but they're hoping that they can get it open this month. If not, it looks like it's going to be June. In the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, either one will offer you a tour of their facility. What I want you to do is to first go online and take a look at what they have to offer at National Aviation Academy's website. That's naa.edu, naa.edu. After you do that, then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities. Either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. And you'll be glad you did. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, here's something interesting. And you tell me why they're doing this. As the Defense Department negotiates its way through the coronavirus pandemic and its fallout, military entrance processing stations are now working with new guidance when it comes to bringing COVID-19 survivors into the services. Now, coronavirus survivors are currently banned from being in the military. Go figure. So we'll see how that all works out. Now, officials fear the arrival of a former top aide to Vice President Mike Pence, who could undercut Defense Secretary Mark Esper, because that's going on now as President Trump has tapped a point man to remove Pentagon officials seen as disloyal to intercede where the current Defense Secretary Mark Esper has not been doing anything. Now we'll see how that works out. In addition, this year's moving system for most military members and their families will likely be extended well into the fall and early winter because of the coronavirus pandemic delaying most moves to new duty stations. And the U.S. Air Force's experimental unmanned space plane is about to take off again, this time with a new attachment near its tail to hold more payloads. We'll see how that works out. And President Donald Trump vetoed a resolution that said he must get a nod from Congress before engaging in any further military action against Iran. Trump called it insulting to any president. Might well be. Now, the drawdown in Afghanistan continues. It's a perilous path to peace in Afghanistan, as a number of spoilers have been threatening to upend America's goal to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan and end the longest war there. In addition, we do know that five members of an Islamic terror cell that attacked the largest American base in Afghanistan earlier this year were killed in a series of operations by Afghan commandos in and around Kabul this week. And that's a good thing. Now, also, a captured American citizen who appeared in a video broadcast on Venezuelan television said he helped train and accompanied a small force that attempted to invade the country by sea this past weekend. And finally, as Washington and Beijing trade barbs over the coronavirus pandemic, a longer-term struggle between the two Pacific powers are now at a turning point. And we'll see where that goes. All right, let's jump over here to the telephone line. Eric and Seminole's on the line. You've been holding. What's up there, my friend?
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, action-packed show today. Action-packed.
Hour number one, I couldn't repeat that if I had to.
Smoketown.
That was history. That was history, hour number one.
110% all okay, Jump Master. Yeah, I was totally good to go. Real quick, you're talking about, you'd mentioned about the COVID, survivors of COVID-19 regarding not being denied entrance into the military. That's subject to, from everything I've read on that, that's subject to an actual request for waiver.
Yep.
But if a person has been hospitalized because of COVID-19, they are permanently disqualified without, actions from on high.
Correct.
Getting that person cleared. Now, that leads me to the next related topic regarding masks. And those, cover face coverings or whatever that are required for pretty much any public access area on base, PX being number one.
Yep.
Now, regarding that, there's been memes and jokes going around from people I know and stuff regarding that. Basically they're using skivvy shirt sleeves,
right,
to, make these masks. So if the coronavirus, and me liking to look into things, read up on stuff, about 4 weeks ago ordered a medical professional quality book on virology from the mid-1990s, and there's several dozens of pages to deal with coronavirus. So if the, according to the, some of the stuff that my wife's been going over with me, according to, you know, just cursory reading, I got it yesterday, yesterday evening, if the coronavirus is 60 to approximately 90 nanomicrometers, which means a micrometer is one millionth of a meter, like you can only see it in an electron microscope, how is a skivvy shirt weave, for example...
Even the mask that people are wearing, it still allows us 70% of the air to get back through it unless you got the charcoal filters in it. Now, I got a full setup of phone lines here, so let me run. But thanks for some great comments.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Now, let me go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Scott from Kentucky.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well. How are you, Captain?
Busy night. Hour number one. I don't think I could duplicate that if I had to.
Business is always good.
Yep.
But anyways, you know, up here in the Commonwealth, I'm about half scared to walk in a bank or somewhere because...
The mask?
Yeah. Anyways, God bless you in America, and we do love you, sir.
Thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate it. By the way, you can't walk in a bank down here. The banks are not open. You got to go through the drive-thru. All right. Who's this? Is this Todd?
It is, boss. Let's get down to business here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to congratulate Barr finally exposing the DA. We've been calling this since it started, okay? What are you talking about? This ain't news, okay? They put, and if Ted Cruz would have won, they would have done the same to him, okay? And where's the arrest? Any other American, you would have been in jail. When the DO got Mike Flynn, God bless you, buddy. God bless you. I hope they restore you tenfold what they did to you. So it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. Let me say something, Don. Get down to business here. Okay, we need the Senate, we need the House, we need to get rid of Doug Jones. Okay, Mitch McConnell, you brought me Doug Jones in Alabama, we didn't forget about it, okay? So we're back down to business here. We're back down to working for the American people, and that's what we're doing here. Okay, and DeSantis, we're open. I don't understand how any court can say that mom and pop can't get open. Let's get open for business, so let's take this election, because the Democrats mean business. Let's go.
Peace. All right, thank you very much, and that's Todd in Tampa. We appreciate him, and I'm coming up on a hard break here. Now, when we come back from this break, we've got the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I'm looking at the weather right now. We do have some really bad weather in Oklahoma tonight, and there may be a tornado in that thing, as I do see tornado warnings in the southern part of Oklahoma, I-35 north-south coming out of Texas, and just below Oklahoma City over to the Arkansas line, and it looks like this thing is moving towards Arkansas, but it's a system with heavy rain, thunder, lightning, hail, high winds, and severe thunderstorms, as well as tornado watches and warnings in it. I'll get to it when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting out of Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's time for our second Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Over 400 of them located across the United States of America. Give them a try. Give them a shot. You need a shower? You got it. You need laundry? You got it. You need a place to park? Got it. All right, here we go.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of the others. If you will let me give you mine, baby, willpower. Power is now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower
that's Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, and that's an oldie but goodie, too. And I'll tell you what, those songs never get old, because when you play them, everybody can always say, gee, I remember that. And then they go back to when they remembered and what they were doing. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our very good friends at the Pilots and Flying J's near you. Stop by, check them out, see what they're all about. Now, here we go. I'm going to go right to where the bad weather is. If you're on I-35 coming up out of Dallas and you hit the Oklahoma line, you're going to see and be in a line of severe thunderstorms. About 40 or 50 miles into Oklahoma, you're going to run into some flash flooding. There's also some tornado watches. There's no warnings at the present time. There was last hour. But there's tornado watches. There's severe thunderstorm warnings all the way over to the Arkansas line. And this is moving to the east, it looks like. So Arkansas, you're not out of the eye of the cannon here. And Pine Bluff, my affiliate in Pine Bluff, it looks like it's to the west of you a little ways. So you might want to pay attention over there. Now, there's also some scattered showers around Oklahoma tonight, too. But that one area where the severe thunderstorms are, you need to really pay attention to it. It's in the southern part and kind of like the southern eastern part of Oklahoma right now. Okay, California, yeah, we got some warm temperatures out there, but nothing like what we had. The high desert today, temperatures 100 to 105 degrees going into Nevada. And then down below, I-10, I-8, you got areas down there, 90 to 95 to possibly 100 degrees by Calexico. Arizona, got a little bit of wind there, western part of Arizona, Kingman, nothing to worry about. Up there on I-15 going up into Montana, Idaho Falls, you're going to have some freezing temperatures tonight. Freeze warning there. Frost advisory also going towards Boise. Coming over into Colorado tonight, up by 25, just over the line from New Mexico. You've got a fire threat advisory there for very dry conditions. Going up into Nebraska, most of Nebraska has got a frost advisory tonight. And southeastern South Dakota, you've got a freeze warning, as well as the lower part of Minnesota, the northern part of Iowa. Freeze warning there goes right straight across the middle of Wisconsin. And then you have a frost advisory in the southern part of Wisconsin, most of Illinois, the eastern part of Iowa, and Indiana. About the western half of Indiana has got a frost advisory. The lower part of Michigan tonight, about halfway up Michigan, has got a freeze warning. And the same, the northeastern corner of Indiana. All of Ohio tonight is under a freeze warning. About half of Kentucky tonight under a freeze warning. Looks like the folks there in the Lexington, Kentucky area are under that same freeze warning right now. And then over into Bristol, Tennessee, all the way up I-81 into Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and all the way to Wilkes-Barre, a freeze warning there, and all the way west to encompass the rest of West Virginia, the mountains of Maryland, the mountains of Virginia, western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and then New York State right up along that lake again from Ripley to Buffalo, freeze warning, I-90 straight across to Syracuse, and then straight north up to Watertown and to Lake Ontario, freeze warning. And we've got some rough seas, it looks like, off the East Coast, but that's a system that kind of went up through a couple days ago, and it's working its way off the East Coast, so that's about all you'll see over in that area is a little bit of rough weather. But the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you, because they have over 400 locations across the country. They are the largest truck stop chain in the country right now. And, you know, if you stop by a Pilot, you're not really going to recognize it, because there could be an Arby's there, or a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen, could be a McDonald's, could be a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's in one of those Pilot travel centers, could even be a KFC chicken. And, you know, the Flying J's are open now, the indoor inside restaurants, the huddle houses, that are there, the Moe's Southwest Grills, they're open right now. The Denny's, they're open. And they've also got, in some areas, Dunkin' Donuts. They'll be able to get some of that, too. But Flying J's truck stops and the pilot travel centers, wherever there's a shop located by, they're open. And wherever there's a truck wash located close by, they're open. But, again, if you need a shower, if you need to do your laundry, if you need to take your 10-hour break, they got the parking lot for it and all that stuff, and come on in. And by the way, this time of the night in the Third Watch, tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch, the captain sent you, and you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee. So there you go. All right, well, from FoundersCode.com, and I know she's been watching what went on yesterday. What a news day. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Well, I'm just going to kind of start easy because you mentioned yesterday to me the chief prosecutor resigned from the Flynn case. Was this while all this was going on?
Yes. As soon as it appears that as soon as the motion was filed, I don't know about the exact timing, but the report came within minutes of each other. As soon as the motion was filed to dismiss or to drop the case on Flynn, the prosecutor resigned. And this prosecutor also was on the Mueller team. So, yeah.
Now, we're hearing from all sorts of sources, and I'll just use Chuck Grassley as a simple one. He believes that there's going to be prosecutions as a result of this, and he believes that this is going to go wider in terms of names and individuals that have been involved in this.
Well, there's a couple of interesting things, and one is very important. In the motion to drop the case, the one thing that was not in there was the alterations of the 302s.
Mm-hmm.
That was done by Strzok, Page, and Strzok again.
Mm-hmm.
There was also the matter of Kevin Kleinsmith that had removed some, documentary evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that tells me, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, but that tells me that could be a whole separate charge. They chose not to address the alterations of the 302s because that could be a whole different case against Strzok and Page and Kleinsmith.
That's the way I see
so
it.
Mm-hmm. I would be watching that one very carefully. If there's going to be some prosecutions, that could be a major one right there.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, yes, we are going to get into some of the details of General Flynn and what took place yesterday. And it's one of those nights where the stories just keep on coming, if you know what I mean. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida. All across the country.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.